Today's reading is in the book of Mark, chapter 6, beginning in verse 45. Mark, chapter 6, verse 45. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and cried out, for they all saw him, and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in their marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. In yesterday's reading, we recognized that there is a time and a place for rest and to relax after the work that the apostles had done. And we see the same thing with Jesus. But one of the ways that Jesus rests and recuperates is to pray. And he wants to be alone to pray. So he sends the disciples to get into the boat, and he goes alone to pray, telling them to go over to the other side of the sea. I wonder if the disciples thought about that and wondered how he was going to get there. I assume that they understood that he would meet up with them at a later time. Did they wonder, how's he going to get there? If we've got the boat, how's he going to go? And by the way, if this is all 12 of the disciples, that's a decent-sized boat. We're not talking about, you know, these small boats we might go fishing in that might hold three or four people. Something to hold 12 people is a pretty good sized boat. But I digress a little bit. He tells them to go, and they go out on the sea. In the book of John, chapter 6, verse 22, we see that there were no other boats. There are no other boats that are around in this area. And so after they leave Jesus, the day just keeps going on, and it says the wind was against them. So it's going to take some serious effort for them to make headway because the wind is against them and they're in a decent-sized boat. I don't know exactly what time they get started, but it says this is the fourth watch of the night, so we're talking about 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., somewhere in that range. And it says that he came and he was just walking on the water, walking on the sea, just like he would walk between two towns. He's walking across the water. When they see this, they're terrified. Well, again, this is the very wee hours of the night. You don't expect to see somebody walking on the water, even in the daytime, much less the middle of the night. So I don't know if this was a night, you know, where you've got a nice bright moon where you can see things, or maybe this was a foggy night or what it might have been, but you understand that they would not have been able to see terribly well. All they can see is there's a figure going across the water. And while if one of them saw it, they might say, well, my eyes are just playing tricks on me. But for all of them to see it, as is recorded here, then they begin to think this is something else. This is not just my eyes playing tricks on me. I think they're spooked by it all. They're surprised by it all. And I don't think that they can see that it's Jesus. I don't think they can see well enough for that. So he speaks up and says, "Take heart, it's I, don't be afraid." And he gets into the boat and the wind ceases. And they were astounded. Which part were they astounded by? The walking on the water or the fact that they've been rowing all night against this wind? But as soon as Jesus is there, there's no more wind. There's no more problem. It's all calm after that. I try not to give the disciples too hard of a time in this particular instance because of these things that I've mentioned. The fact that, you know, it's very early in the morning. They're not expecting to see anything. They can't really tell what they're seeing. And so they run the gamut here, that they've been confused, they've been terrified, they've been surprised, and now they're astounded or marveling at what has happened. All of this combined is quite an event. Can you imagine years later telling Christians or those that they're preaching to about this event? It would be quite the experience to try to relate to anybody else. And maybe hearing it later on, somebody might say, oh, you're pulling my leg. No, this really happened. We really did see him do these things. So we've gone from them being sent out, they're able to cast out demons, they're able to hear, they're proclaiming repentance, they've come back, they're told they need some time to rest and recuperate. Jesus talks all day, teaches all day, he feeds 5,000 men plus others, and then they fight to try to get across this sea. They see Jesus coming across, walking on the water, he gets into the boat, the wind stops. It's never a dull moment with Jesus, is it? You got all of these things going on, and these are memorable things. These are incredible things. This is not, well, it's just another day. No, it's not at all. I think sometimes that we get so accustomed to reading the Gospels and reading all of these incredible things about Jesus that we don't really let this stuff sink in and realize just how incredible this was. I think that, well, maybe we've become a little bit calloused to the amazing and incredible and awe-inspiring things that Jesus did. That we don't allow ourselves to have the emotion that the disciples did. We need to be affected by what we read. We need to be affected by Jesus, and not just a story, but the teachings of Jesus. We need to be affected in such a way that we feel, you know, the astonishment, we feel the awe, we feel our hearts burning within us. We need to feel moved spiritually by the things that we read about Jesus and the things that we read that Jesus teaches us. Maybe we need to pray that we see Jesus with fresh eyes here and there, that we approach his word with open hearts in such a way that we no longer have ourselves closed off in any way. Just think about that for today. Think about the amazing Savior that we have. Thank God for Jesus. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all, and please come back for our next reading.